And I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. And how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Wonderful.
Waiting for Rosh Hashanah.
That's right. It's coming really, really quickly.
I'm sure it is.
But you know what people always say? Oh, I'm ready, I'm not ready. But one of the things that we cannot dispute is it's coming and we will be ready the time that it comes.
Yeah.
If we like it or not, right?
I agree.
So, all right, let's get, there's so much to talk about in Rosh Hashanah, so let's get into it. You know, just as sort of a little of a synopsis of, for people that aren't sure, just sometimes, you know, a little reminder is always good to help us get in the mood for Rosh Hashanah. Question is, what is Rosh Hashanah? And really, Rosh Hashanah is a festival, which means the head of the year, and it's observed, you know, on the 2 days beginning on the first of Tishrei, the Jewish month, the Jewish year, the first Jewish month of the year. It's the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve, the first man and wife, and it also represents their first actions towards realization of mankind's role in God's world.
Yeah.
It also emphasizes, you know, the special relationship between God and humanity and our dependence upon God as our creator and sustainer, as well as it's not only a one-way street, and God's dependent upon us as the ones who make his presence known and felt in his world. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it gives us the opportunity to re-king God, you know, a renewal of the divine desire as we accept God's kingship again on this Rosh Hashanah. Now, you know, the central observance of Rosh Hashanah really is the sounding of the shofar, and, you know, which is the ram's horn. It's interesting, you know, I was just watching on YouTube not too long ago. I'm a friend of mine who's in Australia, and he went around to Jews and non-Jews alike that have never heard the shofar and asked them, you know, I'm going to blow you the shofar, what does it sound like? And it was very interesting to see some of the different responses was, you know, this is like a trumpet, or this is some, there was a Chinese man, I think you're saying, this is sort of like a call from someone to come. You know, people that have never heard some of that. So the really the Rosh Hashanah is the cry to wake us up for repentance. As well as it represents also the concept, what we read in the book of Bereshit in Genesis, the binding of Isaac, which also occurred on Rosh Hashanah, where Abraham was supposed to bind Isaac as the sacrifice, as one of the tests of Abraham, and ultimately Hashem, God said, no, take the ram that is in the trees in the place of Isaac.
Your son.
Right, and but we just see the readiness of Abraham to sacrifice his son, and that's, you know, really the call of the shofar, that we should stand ready to be able to pray to God for a life of health and happy and prosperity as we blow the shofar as Rosh Hashanah. And then lastly, obviously, is the observances that go into Rosh Hashanah. For example, eating a piece of apple dipped in honey, which that sort of symbolizes our desire for a sweet year, blessing one another of Lashana Tova Tikatevu Vetechatemu, that you've been scribed and sealed for a good year.
Yeah.
And very, very interesting, which I thought something that we can really talk about a little bit, is there's different ways and meanings of when you meet someone and how you greet that person. You know, the catch-all greeting that everyone uses is Shana Tova, which means good year.
Yeah.
And a lot of people then will add in Umetuka and sweet.
And sweet.
You know, and then they add that in sometimes at the end of that sentence.
Blessing.
Right.
Yeah.
And there are really some other ones that are used. I'll tell you some of them in Hebrew, and then there's also one which is in Yiddish, and depending on the time of day, or depending on the time of where we're standing in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is what we use. You know, before Rosh Hashanah, we each greet each other with Ketiva v'Chetima Tova, a good inscription and sealing, obviously, in the Book of Life. And on Rosh Hashanah, when we return in the eve, in the evening from synagogue. We greet each other, L'shana Tova, Tekateivu V'techateimu, which means, may you be written and sealed for a good year. And then, from the day of Rosh Hashanah, from noontime around Rosh Hashanah, when our fates are already written, until Yom Kippur, when our fates for the coming year are going to be sealed, we wish each other Gemar Chatima Tova, which means a good final sealing. So there are different ways, meaning all the same things, the same concept, the same idea, but it's really different aspects of, you know, Ktirach Tima Tova, a good inscription and sealing that God should do it, that you should have what you need. And then once we've already gotten through that stage, you know, Gemar Chatima Tova, a good final sealing, we're sort of, I look at it say, maybe sort of reminding God or helping God, this is how the process is, you know, make sure you inscribe us and then make sure you seal us. And then there's also the Yiddish version of, you know, Shana Tova, Ktiva Chatima Tova, which is a good Gebench Diyor, which means a good and blessed year,
yeah,
which is sort of the same concept, just in different wording. And since tradition tells us that our fate is not really sealed until after Hashanah Rabbah, which is in the time of Sukkot, a lot of people have, and they say, a guten Kvittel, which is also in Yiddish, a good inscription. So ultimately, we're trying to say, no matter what we say, the main thing is to wish each other a good, sweet year with all our heart, really truly mean what we're saying, because that's what God values the most. That's what God really looks at and saying, well, look at these people are doing. They really want good for each other and for their fellow man and fellow person. I want that the same thing. And then we have, obviously, the concept of Tashlich, is a special prayer which we say near a body of water, you know, an ocean, a river, a pond, etc. And it goes upon the verse that it says, and you shall cast their sins into the depths of the sea. And as with this, every major holiday, after we do all these things, one of the things is obviously is that the women light the candles, the Shabbat candles, the holiday candles. We say the Kiddush, and we eat the challah, we eat the bread, the round bread, the raisin bread, the whatever, the honey bread, whatever is the icing, sugar on the top, the frosting, the chocolate chips, or the sprinkles for the kids, whatever it may be. It should be done in a way of that it's a sweet year, that we ask God that whatever He does, that He should inscribe us and really seal us in the book of life and in the book of health and happiness. And that's really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And God should grant each one of us, we should all be healthy and happy and have nachas, enjoyment from our kids and our families. And we should only be blessed with a happy and healthy, sweet year.
Yep. Rabbi?
Yeah. And so that's in regards to Rosh Hashanah for this week.
And we forgot to mention the fish that will be for head and not
yes,
for tail.
Yes, thank you, correct. One of the things is that we eat a head of the fish, or in some of the Sephardi traditions, they eat the head of the ram. So we do the head of the fish to be able to show God, and we don't eat the tail or the end, to be able to show God that God should inscribe us and give us everything we need as a head and not as a tail, not as the last. You know, as we say, the special blessing, Yiratan Shiela Rosh, exactly, that God should give us everything as the head, not as the tail.
Yeah.
So we should always be in the front, not in the back.
Yeah. Now, one more question. The Elul month.
Yeah.
We do a lot of things like before the Rosh Hashanah and the High Holidays.
Correct.
Can you summarize the things that we do on Elul before the High Holidays arrive?
Sure. We blow the shofar a month before, which we're in this month now already.
We do the Tashlich.
Correct. Well, that's on Rosh Hashanah.
Ah, okay. That's on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
And then we do this Saturday night, for example, we start the Slichot services. which are basically awakenings, times to be able to ask God for forgiveness, that we should start Rosh Hashanah in a clean slate. We as well also do something which is called Hatarat Nedarim, where we annul our vows in front of a Beis Din, in front of 3 men, or in front of 10 men, whichever we're able to do. And basically, we want to be, the concept is, we want to be able to start Rosh Hashanah in a clean state without any baggage from the past, no vows that we didn't do, no promises, so on and so forth. So we annul all our vows, things that we knowingly said and knowingly did, and things that we unknowingly or maybe by mistake did not realize that we took upon ourselves a certain promise or a neder or a swear, whatever it may be. And we ask God, and we ask these people as messenger of God to redeem us, for the lack of better terms, from these promises and swears and so on, and that we should start the year on a clean slate. So those are really the traditions that are done in the month of Elul before Rosh Hashanah, all to be able to make sure that when we start the eve of Rosh Hashanah, Sunday evening, that we're starting on a clean slate. It's a new year, it's a new beginning, it's a new page turning, that God should give us everything that we need. So those are really the main things that we do in the month of Elul, the month before Rosh Hashanah. So when the first day of Rosh Hashanah comes up, we're ready to go.
So we are starting the cleanup on Elul.
That's correct. Yep. God, you see, God is such a nice father. He gives us a month to clean up,
to get ready,
all of our actions, you know, and get ready to be ready to be judged.
Yeah. Good. So I want to ask you about Shabbat services.
We have Shabbat services this week. As the time is moving a little bit closer, we have Shabbat services Friday evening, 6:30. In the Shara Shemaim, in the chapel, and then we have services 9:30 Shabbat morning. Sunday morning is 8:15, all at the Shar, followed by breakfast. And Monday and Thursday we have Minyan at the JCC in the Paris House, which is a community Minyan for everyone that wants to join and start the day off on a right note and with inspiration and
best way to start the day.
Absolutely.
Very good.
So we even have a little L'chaim too in the morning.
Oh, that's great.
That's the best way.
So, Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Thank you. And I hope everyone's preparation for the Rosh Hashanah goes well. And I look forward to talking next week.
Yeah, same here.
Be well. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank
and have
you,
a wonderful
Shabbat
week.
Shalom. You too.
Bye-bye.